Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
Good evening, Charlie
Orton. Roy, how you doing tonight, sir?
Doing well, sir. Just got out of American Legion meeting here in Grigson Taylor's and heading to the house.
I go to the one in Tryon, right up above Landrum. So, good deal, man. I appreciate the signal report, and I'll hopefully see you here in a few minutes. The KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
I did the pre-net check-in, so I will be clear in a minute myself. KE5WLL, mobile clear.
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. With the pre-check-ins tonight, beginning with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, A Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. SW4FC, sorry, that's Mr. Fred. W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traverse Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traverse Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KG4LSL, Mr. Jimmy in Anderson. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. WU2T, Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy N. Taylors. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move up to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I've got you, KN4. RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit, I have you down for some comments too, sir. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I will be negative, and negative saying 73s for each one of you.
Okay. Good Miss Anna, well, please check in. Miss Q4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna, good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Welcome, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. and W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Hope you guys are doing well, and nice to hear both of you check in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE.
Please check in Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
For NUE. Dad, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Please check in Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. I'll be out after fall. Y'all have a good week and good night.
NUE. Please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome first on the list, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry also in Piedmont. And KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna and Greer. WX4DAT, that's Mr. Danny in Gastonia. And November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike. Call sign change, Mr. Jerry from Campobello. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. 4LZI. Change, table rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, I got you. KI4LZI, monitoring in table rock. Hope you're doing well tonight, Andy. All right, next group. Mike through Papa, any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Good. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Whiskey, that's Mr. Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont tonight, and November 4, NLR, Mr. Jim in Greenville, KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, via telephone relay. All right, let me make one more call for Mike through Papa before I move up to Echo Link. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on up to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. If you would check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no queue. And Chad, do be sure and tell Miss Anna hello for me.
In Greenwood, KA4PQA, Anna beat you to the punch, and she was waving just as soon as you activated Echo Link. So, all right, any other stations, next stations, next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE?
Echo.
In Lyman? No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and all the net.
KO4NUE. Again, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome WN4S. I think that's right, Mr. Chris. If I didn't, please recheck with me in Lyman. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert down here in Joanna. I'll have no traffic. I will be listening because, hey, it's hockey night, eh?
Recheck, Chad, KA4PQA.
Stephen. All right, and that would like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down here in Joanna. Robert, hope you are doing well tonight, sir, and hope you enjoy your hockey game. Stephen, hang on 1 second. Let me grab this other Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor, Mark, I'm at home in Belton by the wood stove, so I'm not out at the ham shack. That's why I'm doing Echo Link. And I will be negative and negative. Good evening.
Good, sir. We'd like to welcome AF4, Lima Victor. That's Mr. Mark in Belton, and hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, Mr. Stephen, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
Affirmative, Chad. I copied when you said that Miss Anna saw me on Echo Link, and she would, and that Miss Anna started waving as soon as she saw me on Echo Link. But whatever you said on the last part, I never heard. Because whatever the last part of what you said was cut out completely.
Roger that. What I said was Anna beat you to the punch. She saw you on Echo Link, and she said hello to you first before you got the key to the mic. So she beat you to the punch tonight.
Affirmative, Chad. Be sure and tell Miss Anna. Be sure and tell Miss Anna I said hello back. Be sure and tell Miss Anna that I said hello back, and tell her I look forward to getting to check in with her again the next time she has an app. But tell her I'm glad that she saw me on here and she acknowledged me and she said hello to me like I'm saying hello back to her. Chad, with that, I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
All right, Mr. Stephen. You have a nice night, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, any other, next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu, any station, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central, going to be negative for negative.
NUE.
November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Cherry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
N4NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Four NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative.
Again, Kilo Foxtrot 4. November, X-ray Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're down here in southern Greenville County, Awesome Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Control. Check in Whiskey 4, Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Good group. Let me pause here and go ahead and recognize what we've got so far. That's K4AFT. That's Mr. Michael in Central tonight. And N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry and Anderson. And Jerry, I'm doing much better. Got a bruised up belly, but I'm good to go. Also, W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. K3JOI, that's Miss Joy in Easley. KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca. KF4NXY, Mr. David. And brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX. Both in Possum Kingdom tonight. David, hope you and Miss Marie are doing well. And also W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. Rod, hope you're doing well. Haven't heard from you in a while, sir. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. AO4HN. That's Patrick over here in Penrose, North Carolina. I will be in and out, Doc Chad. Good to hear you on the net.
4NUE. The 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Golf Sierra Charlie, Patrick in Marietta, and I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Kilo Delta 4, Foxtrot Delta India, calling from Easley, South Carolina, negative and negative.
Island Station, KD4FDI, I believe it was. Can I have your name, sir?
Easley, South Carolina, negative and negative.
Hey, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylor's.
KF4JSC, that's Mr. Patrick in Marietta, and KD4FDI, that's Mr. John in Easley. All right, any more stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Chandler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Chad.
Welcome, KC4ECN. That's Mr. Harry and Chandler. Harry, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Indiana. This is N0TR. Let me turn this other radio down. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Chad, and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
I can recognize N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And you tell Miss Bernice we said hello. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Now go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. Any stations wishing not to hang around for RagChew may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller. We'll go ahead and start the RagChew portion tonight, starting with KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead and take it, John.
Excuse me. This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Hope you all are doing well. I hope your ribs are doing better. As far as solar activity for the next 3 days, not much to speak of. 1% chance of an S1 or greater. G1's not even on the scale. And for the next 3 days, R1, R2 is about a 1% chance. And anything bigger than that is about a 1% chance. So solar activity is not an issue. Back over here to the other button. As far as what's going on in the skies this evening, Saturn and Jupiter are both up. And the moon will be up here in a few hours. The only thing that's, if you got a chance to get out this morning and take a look at the beehive, congratulations. If you missed it, like I did, it will still be in approximately the same position, except that the moon's going to have moved on you. And the moon, in fact, might wash it out. But if you get out in the early morning hours and look towards the west, relatively low on the horizon, you might be able to spot the beehive cluster. The other thing is on Friday, we have our meteor shower, the Orinids. And again, you want to do that either early Friday morning or late Friday night. And you should be able to see a few. And that is, yeah, that's Friday in the pre-dawn hours. The actual meteor shower peaks around 4 in the afternoon, so you're not going to be able to see squat, but if you get up early, you might be able to see a few, and if you stay up late, you might be able to see a few, so you can see on either end of it there. Other than that, nothing much going on up here, Chad. It was clear most of the day. It's gotten colder, obviously. Had to bring the plants in, but other than that, how are you and Mrs. doing down there?
4NUE with KN4RJN on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're doing good tonight, doing pretty good. Not a whole lot going on around here today. My son's getting ready to graduate college soon. And my mother purchased a hardtop for his Jeep right before cold weather. So he bought the Jeep several years ago with a canvas top and has since got married. And I think the canvas top's just not working out for her too well, especially in the wintertime. So he got his graduation present early today and got a hard top for the Jeep. So I spent most of the day helping him get that on there. And he I don't think he was too happy about the canvas coming off, but he knew he had to do what he had to do.
This is CAN4RJN. Yeah, I can understand that. I've still got the soft top on my Jeep, and I actually bought my Jeep after I got married. But in any event, it's always worked for me. Of course, I remember running around in Bavaria in the winter time in a Jeep with no top at all. So, but yeah, that was I was much younger then. So, in any event, so well. You tell Anna I said hi, and look forward to I don't know, she's looking forward to trying to catch a meteor or two on Friday, so she'll either drag your butt out of bed early in the morning or keep you up late at night, but one way or the other, she's going to try and see a meteor, so best of luck on that one.
I'll pass that along and see what we can do, but appreciate the reports tonight, John, and hope y'all are doing well. 73 to you, and just enjoy this cold weather. This is my favorite time of the year. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log. Any other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
My name is Shane. I'm stationary mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Chad.
November 1, X-ray Romeo Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Greenville tonight, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
And recognize K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Greenville. Shane, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And November 1, X-ray Romeo Romeo, that's Mr. Michael in Greenville. Hope you guys are doing well and appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move next on the log for Rag Chew, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you today, sir?
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I'm fine today, and I hope that keeps up. mighty good to hear John tonight. It makes my night. It really does. Thank you, John. And then it's great to hear that Lewis is graduating. I know that's a special thing. But I have to admit my ignorance. I don't know what his major was. What's he going to be doing in life?
For NUE with KK4JBQ, human Development and Family Studies.
That's very good. That's very good. I'm sure he can apply that. A lot of families out there. A lot of humans out there, so, yeah, that'd be a good thing. I wish him only the best. And they're still getting along all right, are they?
Getting along, like I said, you know, he's got things figured out. That soft top came off pretty quick, and that nice warm hard top went on today. So I'd say you've got it figured out, wouldn't you?
All of us husbands out here, we understand what you were saying there. Well, it's been a pretty good day today. I gave a shot to check into the Anderson net tonight and talk with a net controller I hadn't spoken with in a good long while. Since the leaves had come back on the trees, you know, ever since springtime, I couldn't reach that, even with this great, absolutely great high tower antenna that I've got. When the leaves came on, all that moisture in the leaves, I suppose it is, blocked my signal. But now the leaves are coming off, and just enough of them are coming off for me to reach Anderson again. So I'm very pleased to report that that's another thing that I'm doing. And I'm proud to be able to to talk with Anderson. And I'm looking forward to our to the thermal belts regularly scheduled, I suppose it is, what would you call it? Word is getting away from me there. But our practice, the Simplex Next, coming up here as soon as, I suppose, all the leaves are off. I don't know how to explain it. I think, you know, the tree loses moisture because the sap is going down this time of year. And so it's like any other thing. When the moisture goes down, it starts from the top. And the leaves lose moisture, and then my signal can get through. So it shouldn't be too long now before we try that Simplex thing again. That was real enjoyable and also very good. The last time we did it, that I was even heard by anybody at all. It was really nice. Appreciate you doing that. It's a marvelous thing. So anyhow, it's been a good day to hear, and Donna is well, and one of her friends lost her husband. It was Mort and Jill in Florida. They lived on Sanibel Island, and of course that island got clobbered. The little causeway that went over from the mainland to the island was all busted up. So there's no traffic there, and they don't know when they're going to be able to have automobile traffic back to the island. But she's seen pictures, not very good pictures, of their home. And he passed away Saturday a week ago. He was not doing well when the hurricane roared through. He was in the hospital. Both of them were, you know, she was there with him. So it's just her now, and no house to go back to, practically. Anyway, the world keeps moving around, and we just have to take it as it comes, don't we?
UE with KK4JBQ. You're exactly right. Just grab it by the mane, have a seat, and just do the best you can do. You know, that's all you can do. But I'm just curious, have they evacuated off of the people, all of the people off the island? I mean, how are they getting food and supplies in there?
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. There are no residents back on Sanibel, the way I understand it. There won't be for several months. It's quarantined. They're very afraid of looting, you know. And but anyway, there's no getting around that on that island. It's just a heap of trash. Every building was practically leveled. That hurricane went smack through it, just like you were threading a needle, and just tore it all to pieces. They had their home was suspended. We had great hopes because their home was suspended on. They have a name for them. I'll call it stilts. That's not right, but anyway, 12 feet up. But the onrush of it briefly reached, is the way I heard things. It briefly reached Category 5 just before it hit land. And that was just as it went over Sanibel. So it was, 180 miles an hour? That's just unthinkable. So, anyway, there was nothing to go back to. And I don't think they're allowing visitors to go that don't have, you know, some treasure that they're looking into or someone that they left behind. I don't know. I wouldn't live near the coast myself just for this very reason. I couldn't feel comfortable. I couldn't sleep at night. But anyway, I wish her all the best, and we're going to be whatever comfort we can for her and the life that she's going to be putting back together. So, everybody out there, if you think things are going bad, and I guess for some they are, but that woman has got a life to put back together with, I don't know what. So, anyway, to end on a cheery note, let's talk about the things that you do when you get a cold snap like this. First one of the year. I'll start out. You make sure that you run a little drip of water in the faucet furthest away from the outdoor hose bib. Back to you, KK4JBQ.
Watch the aphids die. How about that?
That's a good one. Now, for people who haven't been along on this ride, Chad has had a garden full of okra. I think it's the okra that they attacked. And they must love okra because they practically ate it up. Is that right?
Turnips and collard greens.
I corrected. Some of the best greens that God ever put on the planet. He lost them. Bless your heart. Okay, next. Make sure your running water is turned off to the outside faucets. You leave water running inside at the one furthest away from your outside hose bib, but you make sure that water's turned off. Oh, my goodness. And I'll toss one in for good measure. Cover up your plants tonight if you don't want to lose them. If they're not hardened off, you know what I'm saying, that they haven't seen cold weather before. We only have one like that. We have a plant that Donna just loves. It's a little gardenia that someone gave her in a pot, a little 4-inch pot. And this thing has grown to the size of a wash tub, you know, and beautiful, just gorgeous. When it blooms, it's fragrant, and she loves the thing. But we put it on a little coaster. It's got four little wheels on it, but it's like a coaster, you know, and move it into the garage at night. We do that all winter long, out in the day, in at night, out in the day, in at night. KK4JPQ.
Okay, so that's four, let's see, aphids, water, plants. Yeah, so number five is check the specific gravity in your antifreeze.
Well, that's a good one. And I know how you do that, but I don't know how that, I've forgotten the name of that device. You put it in a little bit of antifreeze and float it. Is that right? Is that how that thing works?
Got the little balls in it or the little needle, and then it floats, you know, gives you your temperature. I use a specific gravity meter, kind of like a refractometer when you measure sugar levels in wine or something, but it's made for antifreeze. And I use one of those, a little bit more accurate, but that's number five.
Well, that is special. Got a special. I know there's a name for that that device. It'll come back to me. I've only heard it like five times in my life, but anyway. The last, and I'll bring this to a close. Probably everyone's happy about that. I'll bring this to a close by saying, leave extra food out for any animals that you're feeding outdoors. You know, I'm talking about the wanderers, the strays, the, you know, there are other names for them, but they deserve a chance to live too, and leave a little extra food out for them, and as the winter moves along, and let's hope we have to endure it, make sure they have water that's not frozen. I just hate to see that. You know, frozen water and a dog with its tongue stuck to the Cuba ice. Gracious me. Well, thank you, Chad, and I hope that was informative to everyone. Nothing like what John does for us, was it? But I had fun with it. Yeah. Hey, Chad, it's been a pleasure to have you in that control tonight, and I thank you for being there. Thank everybody else for entertaining me tonight, and I hope to be back tomorrow. KK4JBQ.
I appreciate it, and tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I hope you have a good day tomorrow. I was fixing to say have a Merry Christmas, but I'm just tired, I guess. But have a good day tomorrow, and 73 to you. Hope to see you, hear you tomorrow night. All right, with that, this is KO4NUE with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4 easy in.
Harry, I got you.
What Larry was trying to remember was a hydrometer.
Hydrometer, yep. We always called it a specific gravity meter, but that's, I do remember hearing that, a hydrometer. Have you checked your antifreeze yet, Harry?
No, I just put it in last year fresh, so I'm not worried about it this year yet.
Got a bunch of tractors on the yard, and, you know, you kind of get in trouble when you have some kind of cooling issue in the summertime, and then you make a little quick fix, and then you, well, I ain't got any antifreeze. Let me just add water in it to get by. And then, you pay the price for that next spring. That's a hard lesson.
Yeah, that's, if it's easy, it's a new head gasket. If it's hard, it's a cracked block. I don't think I really want to mess with either one. I've got a 2000 little Nissan truck, and I can raise the hood, and I see the engine. It's that big shiny thing sitting in the middle. When I look at my wife's 2019 car, I raise the hood, and I see this great big black thing that's got printed on it what the engine is and the name of the company and all that stuff. Once you figure out how to get that off, then you can look down and you're still looking where is the engine. So I do pay attention to those things because the price is, John, if he were still listening, would understand this. The price is astronomical. So that's, Chad, we'll turn it back to you. KO4NUE, KC4EZN.
Nice evening, sir, and a wonderful day to 23s. We'll see you on down the lot. Okay, Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So with that, additional stations that would like to make a comment or rag to you tonight, please call KO4NUE. So please stand by for my net report. Repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.